Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome to the Laundry Hour, everyone. I am so happy that you are here. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving, celebrating with your family, celebrating all that God has done for us, all that He is to us, and even all that we are to Him. He calls us His children. That is, oh my gosh, that is truly something to be thankful for. I wanted to do something a little different today. This was not like every other episode, is not something that comes out of my heart, but this is like, if I could record an episode that I needed to hear, this is that episode. So this is something that is, I feel like God is currently speaking to me. And so I want y'all to know that I am talking to myself as I record this. Hopefully this is encouraging to you. Hopefully you hear something from the Lord in this, but I just want you to know I'm talking to me and you're just kind of, you know, privy to my self-talk. So today's episode is called Intentional Choices. Change is possible. So I'm thinking about 2019, I'm thinking about 2018, I'm thinking about the growth that I have seen in my life, but the growth that I still want to experience. Like, there are times where I want to love people and it doesn't come natural. There are times where I want to love my husband more and I have to intentionally work on it. And there are times where things come easy and I'm like, oh my gosh, when did that happen? When did that change? And I think it's just because of work and because the Lord answers prayers. So two cool things that I'm learning is that the Lord answers prayers. We were pursuing a house, and in that process, we heard the Lord say, like, I hear you. Like, even to the details, I know what you pray. Now, understanding that His will is higher than ours, and His will is better, just because His answer is no or not yet, or not like this, maybe, does not mean that He didn't hear us. As a child of God, He hears you. Like, when my daughter speaks to me, I hear her. Just because she continues to yell at me, Mommy, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, does not mean that I hear her, that I don't hear her, you know what I'm saying? And there are certain times where I show her, like, Noah, I know that you're hungry. You have to wait until I'm finished cooking. Like, there are certain things like that. Or I give her the food. Oh, great. So simple. But I just appreciate that the Lord is saying, like, I hear you. I know what you're praying for. But then I also appreciate this concept of like, how to create change in your life is through hard work. Like, I shared this a few weeks ago, but that, like, there was a Charted Church sounds hard, but anyways, and on the left side it was talking about all of the things that you value, and on the right side was all of the things that you prioritize, and there was a giant hole in between them, and it said hard work. To go from value to priority, you have to work hard. So let's say all of us value eating well. How about that? We value eating well. We understand that it's good for our bodies to eat the things that nourish our bodies, but we're not prioritizing it. We're still going to McDonald's. We're still eating junk food. We're still eating late at night, but we value eating healthy, right? Yeah. Now we have to go through that giant chasm of hard work until we can get to the other side where it is a priority. And then at that point, in some ways, it becomes easy because, like, I've created a habit. I have been diligent. I've been training myself. Just like last week, we were talking about the stages of training when we're raising our kids. Where are we in our stage of training? This is kind of like, I guess, my stage of training. How do I make intentional choices? Like, there are so many things that I value that are not being a priority in my life because I am not willing to work hard. And that leads me to, why is change so hard? I truly believe it's because we're lazy. Or at least I'm lazy. I'm lazy. I don't like working hard. I want things to come natural. I want them to be easy. I want comfort and satisfaction. Anybody else? I don't like hard work. I don't like the hard work of training where my muscles have to rip. I don't like that. I just want to be strong, you know? And so change is hard because I'm lazy. And sometimes we can say, depending on what kind of change you're looking for, like, I don't have the money. Okay. I think that sometimes we don't work hard enough to be resourceful. For example, I want to eat real food on a budget. That sounds impossible, especially the dollar amount budget that we have. That sounds impossible. Intentional choices means that change is possible. Am I willing to make things at home? Am I willing to be more creative in the meals that I make? Am I willing to drive further to get a cheaper thing so that we could eat more? Yes, I understand that that makes more gas, but am I willing? Am I willing to just be resourceful with the budget that I have and the goal that I'm seeking? Am I willing to eat better and fight for it? That's a good question. Okay, then we could say, well, I don't have the things around me, so I'm keeping in the concept of eating better. Like, well, I don't have a bulk store. I don't have a health food store around me. Okay, are you willing to, for example, drive to something, or are you willing to find different things right where you are? So I live in a small town outside of Nashville. We don't have a Whole Foods. Not like I want to go to Whole Foods, but we don't have one here. I could drive all the way to Nashville to get it. Am I willing to do that? Or am I willing to find the local health food store, find things on Amazon, again, make things at home? Am I willing to do those things? Yes, it will require more work on my part to eat healthier, but I will do it, right? Or I could say, well, that wasn't a part of my upbringing, so people in my family didn't eat healthy, so that's why I don't eat healthy. Okay, yeah. That is true. Let us acknowledge the truth. You don't have the money. It's not around. It's not easily accessible to find healthy food. Okay, your upbringing, you're used to eating the way that you're used to. Okay, where are you now? If eating real food is something that you want to do, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to work hard so that your taste buds desire an avocado over a French fry? That question's up to you. Will it go from value to priority? Is the person that's willing to walk through the trenches of hard work? And I've already acknowledged that I, Jamie, am lazy. Are you lazy? Please tell me I'm not alone. But so how do we do this? These intentional choices? Well, first we need to decide, based on our family, through prayer and conversation with our husband, like, what is important to our family? Okay? Like, have specific things that you say is important to your family. And unfortunately, other families are going to look different. Not unfortunately. Fortunately, other families are going to look different. But in conversation, you might unfortunately find that someone may say something that you're like, well, that's not a value in our home right now. This is a value. This is what is a priority, and this is what we are intentionally pursuing, and that's okay. And then, whatever you've decided, pursue obedience to the Lord in that thing, faithfulness to the Lord in that thing, but then also effectiveness or fruitfulness to the Lord in that thing. Obviously, eating real food on a budget is something important to our family. I think that is obedient to the Lord because we need to take care of our temples. I think that is faithful to Him because He has given us this body and I want to do well by it. And I think it's also effective because I can actually live long and have energy if I am nourishing my body with the things that are good for it. Yeah? Okay. So, then how do you do that in your life? Okay, I have these things that are important to my family. I believe that this is what the Lord is calling me to do. I'm acknowledging the fact that I'm lazy. I'm acknowledging that I'm going to have to be resourceful. I'm going to have to set aside where I've come from and maybe even where I am to figure out how to do what I'm trying to do, whether that's food, whether that's exercise, whether that's homeschooling or parenting more intentionally, or deepening your relationship with the Lord, or deepening your relationship with your husband, whatever it is, acknowledging like what is difficult in your life is important, and then doing whatever it takes to move past that is also important. How do we do that? We have to make room for these things that we want to prioritize. So if I want to eat healthy, I need to stop purchasing junk food so I can make room for purchasing real food. I think about this every week, because every week I make a grocery list. I have an intentional choice of what I put on that list and what I purchase to come into this home, because I have to buy groceries every week, right? So I have the power to choose what we eat. My husband and I, but we have the power to choose what we eat. So let me put good food on there. I have to choose what we do as a family. Let me choose good things. You know, you have to choose anyway. So make room for the good things. And in making room, we've got that means that we have to declutter other things and get rid of other things, just like you do in your home. If you need to make room for a new item of furniture and you don't have any space in there, well, you got to get rid of some stuff. So what things do we need to get rid of, so that we can pursue wholeheartedly with obedience, faithfulness, and effectiveness the things that the Lord is calling us to do and the things that are important to our family? How do we make room for them? How do we work hard? How do we intentionally work hard? I was thinking the other day, I was changing the girls' diapers, and we use essential oils. And literally, I heard before, if it's like 5 minutes or less, do it right now. And I was like, I should put an oil on them. And I also heard the other thought, like, do it later. And I was like, why? It is right there. I am right here. It's literally going to take me 2 seconds to grab it and put it on them. I put it on their feet, and then I put their socks on. I'm already going to put their socks on. I might as well just put an oil on their foot before I put their socks on, you know? Just like, I'm already making a grocery list. I might as well put good food on it. It's kind of easy in some sense because I'm already doing it. I just have to intentionally make the good choice, not only in thought, but in deed. In thought, I said I should put an oil on them, and then I almost didn't do it, right? So I should have the thought, and then I should follow it with the action. It took me no extra time, and eventually it's just going to become commonplace and a habit for me, for us. I also listened to a podcast last week, I think, and they were just talking about 1% changes. If every day we do a 1% change, after 100 days, we should be completely different, right? Right. Assuming that we continue that 1% change every single day, but it's just a little bit. Like, change doesn't have to be, I throw out everything that I know, and then tomorrow I'm completely different. That's not going to last at all. It's not, I don't know, Jamie. Change is not scary. It is not impossible. It is totally possible. If you make 1% choices every day, if you commit to working hard or even just doing what you already do better, like, and making room, get rid of the other stuff, and intentionally choose the better things every single time. So for me, a few things that are important are my relationship with God. Like, how can I intentionally pursue that? I think about two episodes ago, 4 things that'll change your life. Being devoted to God's word, fellowship, communion, and prayer. Those are 4 things that will radically transform my relationship with Jesus. And then growing my marriage. What are 4 things that could do that? Or 2 or 1. Just whatever you decide, think about that. and choose that thing and pursue it with all that you are, and raising godly children. Wow. What are things that I need to do with that, with them? Another important thing for us is financial freedom. How are we going to pursue that? How will we save now and enjoy the future later? Our culture is not good with communicating that that is should be a priority. They say spend now, spend now, because all you have is now. That's not true. We have later, and as Christians, we have even later. We have eternity. How do I save now and invest in eternity now, too? Totally different perspective. Like, yeah, that's different than my upbringing. That's different than my environment. But I want to make intentional choices, a 1% change, and cut laziness in half and pursue those things wholeheartedly. And then obviously, health and wellness. What are some things that are important to your family? Are you willing to admit that you're lazy? Or is it just me? What do you need to pursue with obedience, faithfulness, and effectiveness? Intentional choices are possible. Change is possible. Jamie, and anyone else who needs to hear this today. Can I pray for you? Father, thank you for being good. Thank you for being God. Thank you for sending Jesus and allowing us the right and privilege to be considered your children. Thank you for adopting us in love, giving us an inheritance and life everlasting. God, you've given us so much, and you ask us to be faithful. You ask us to be obedient. You ask us to produce fruit, that our lives are not just here to come and go, but they are supposed to do something and change something. One, ourselves. God, so we are lazy, and we're sinful, and we're forgetful, and we're distracted. Lord, help us to make room and take away distractions. Help us to work hard and consistently change little things so our relationship with you would be better, so our marriages, our children, and anything and everything else that you have called us to. Help us to be resourceful and wise, and be great homemakers and women and wives and mothers and your daughters. Transform us from the inside out, starting with our mind, that we may know that change is possible and not fear the work, but look forward to it, because that means that eventually we will get to the other side, and that's where you are. Well, you're there, and you're right where we are at the same time. You are the goal, and you are our guide. How amazing are you? Seriously, thank you for that image, that you are our goal, God, and you are our guide. We're so grateful that you never leave us, never forsake us, but that you give us grace to journey on towards pursuing the image of Christ. So help us, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. And if you are seriously in need of more, please tune into next week, because we're gonna talk about transformation, which, you know, sounds like this, but the transformation one will be based off scripture. This one is just based off my thoughts and things I feel the Holy Spirit is saying to me. So I'm excited to talk to you guys, and I hope that you're getting ready for Christmas and your hearts are just preparing also to make room for Jesus in this Christmas season. I'm excited, and I will leave with you 1 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus rest upon you and your families. I love you.